listener exclusive.
The Bidgee Bubble.
That's right, you're back on the podcast where the locals of the Riverina MIA go to for all the things worth hearing about across our great region. A huge weekend of activities ahead. We've got the Riverina Field Days Friday and Saturday, Mother's Day on Sunday. We're going to be joined by a special guest as well from the Griffith Office of the Linking Communities Network Limited, LCN, and her name is Kiralee Salvestro. We'll catch up with Kiralee soon. But let's go to the field days for now. Tickets are available online or at the gate. $10 for adults. Kids over 12 years old, $5. Under 12s will get in for free. A family pass will set you back $25, while adults can get a two-day pass at the gate only for $15. Keep an eye on the Facebook page as well as www.riverinafielddays.com.au for updates, attractions and a list of the exhibitors. A great day out for all the family as always. You might even be able to snare a last-minute Mother's Day gift, so hope to see you there. And it's a fire and rescue open day as well at the field days in Griffith and at the station in Leeton for New South Wales Fire and Rescue. Check out the firefighting tools and appliances, see demos and check out the trucks up close. And if you're thinking of places to spoil mum at this Mother's Day, pre-book a table for lunch at the Hotel Vic and give her the chance to win a prize. The Coro will have a buffet, $40 for adults, $25 for 12 to 18-year-olds and kids under 12, $15. $5 kids' meals will still be available. Live music by Alex Pietro from 12 to 4 p.m. Once Upon a Party face painting, Jumping Castle and Ms. Whippy ice cream. And a traditional Mother's Day high tea at DeBortley Wines will kick off from 11. The cellar door will be transformed into a tea room with all the trimmings, such as homemade scones, finger sandwiches, a selection of bottomless fine teas, wines and bellinis. There'll be a lucky door prize for one lucky mum. Check out the DeBortley Wines Facebook or website for more. And now, time to welcome our guest, Kiralee Salvestro, to the Bidgee Bubble from the MIA's leading homelessness and domestic violence support agency, Linking Communities Network Limited, aka LCN. Kiralee and her fellow LCN head, Yvonne, they both attended the recent No More Intergender Violence rally over in Canberra. That was the very same one which was attended by and addressed controversially by the Prime Minister. Thank you for your time this morning, Kiralee.
Thank you.
All right. Run me through what the Linking Communities Network Limited, what they provide and what they do.
Okay. So LCN provide a range of services. We are mainly a homelessness and domestic violence agency for Griffith, Wagga and Albury. We have a range of programs that range from a women's refuge and a youth refuge, along with sustaining tenancies programs, early intervention programs, renting programs, youth programs, really the whole cohort we cover.
And in wake of what we've been hearing, these horrible alleged DV-related deaths that have been dominating the news cycle for a number of weeks now, better part of the month really, a number of towns held anti-gendered violence rallies across the country. There wasn't one held in Griffith, though you and the fellow Linking Services Director for this area, Yvonne, attended the anti-gendered violence rally in Sydney. Describe what that was like.
In Canberra, actually.
In Canberra, sorry.
Yes, yeah. Canberra, we attended that. Look, it was a really powerful day. We were proud to stand with men, women and children to support the safety of both women and children and fight against the deaths that have been occurring this year, but also in the years past.
Yeah. And the Prime Minister was in attendance at that rally at one point. Were you there when he tried to speak?
Yes, I was there when he tried to speak.
Do you believe he lied to organiser Sarah Williams?
I do believe he did.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Give you like a bit of an overall summary of your thoughts around that whole situation and his presence there.
Okay. I think we welcome the Prime Minister being there.
Yep.
But I think his attitude towards the organiser and the event at large, he got on, he done his speech and then he left without hearing victim stories and powerful words from women and their supporters who have experienced violence in the past. And that's not a good look for the Prime Minister
no,
to turn up to a rally and just go once he's said his political piece.
Yeah, and it just seems that he was there kind of more of a, his presence there was more tokenistic than really meaningful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's look back at home now. Do you feel that there is an issue with gendered violence here in the Murrumbidgee, and have you heard any feedback from locals on the problem as a whole around the state and the country?
Yeah, it's a problem as a whole nationally.
Yep.
There's an absolute disproportionate matter of violence that occurs to women as
yep.
compared to men. Not saying it doesn't occur to men, but it does.
Yep.
But certainly in the Murrumbidgee, we are, as a service, as a women's refuge and as a youth refuge, for a young majority of people that experience family violence, always at capacity.
Mm.
And that is a sad state of affairs
yeah.
to have to be at capacity for people experiencing violence.
A poignant fact that you just said, and that is that you guys are always at capacity, you're working. Mm. So, like, describe on that, like, what does a typical day look like for you? What kind of activities would you be doing?
So at our office in Yamble Street, we may have people that walk in off the street that are homeless or at yep. risk of homelessness. They come to us for support, and it might be a domestic violence victim who's mm-hmm. then referred to the Women's Refuge. They're offered support and accommodation if it's available, but there's always options that we work through with domestic violence victims. Similarly for young people, they're offered support and or accommodation if that's warranted, but we must recognise that a lot of young people currently live in unsafe situations as well, couch surf. Some people live in their cars, and that's always hard to deal with. And given the current rental crisis, we're just at a breaking point at the moment. When you're talking about a young person on youth allowance or, you know, just a basic government payment, they can't afford a rental. And for a woman in domestic violence, if there's no accommodation with us, often the only option she thinks she has is to stay in the home or sleep in a car.
Yeah, and that's really reprehensible.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
How is your service usually accessed by, say, those people that, you know, are looking couch surfing, homeless or trying to escape domestic violence?
They can just walk into any of our offices
yep.
at the Youth Refuge, at the Women's Refuge,
mm-hmm.
any site in Wagga and Albury, and get support from Linking Communities Network.
Yeah, and if it is DV, you said that there's like a Women's Refuge. Is that associated with you or is it like a partnership?
No, that's yep. associated with us. We yep. run that.
Okay. Yep. So have you got any events coming up, and how can the members of the community provide their support for mm-hmm. what you guys do?
We're always grateful for the community for their support. Mm. They support us in a range of ways, that by donating clothing items, personal packs that we always need for people who either leave their home with only the clothes on their back
yeah.
or young people who don't have access to money to be able to support themselves with such personal items. But we do have coming up a regional domestic and family violence conference at the Regional Theatre on May 31. We'll have a range of guest speakers that will talk about coercive control. We have victim survivors, we have victim advocates, and we have changes to the family law legislation. So everyone's welcome to attend that.
And that's an opportunity for education as well, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh. We always bang on about education and, you know, the early intervention, and the more that the community can be educated, they're aware of how to help.
Yeah. You guys are online and on the socials as well?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Look for Linking Communities Network Limited, LCN. Kiralee, thank you so much for your time. We've been trying to get you in ever since you attended that rally in Canberra, and yep. I think it is an important time to hear from a local voice as well as this local non-profit organisation for those that are going through tough times where they're trying to escape homelessness or family violence right now. Thank you again, and if the opportunity does arise again, we'll talk to you once more.
Thank you.
Phone number is 69644804 for the Griffith Office of Linking Communities Network Limited. They're open from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. And as Kiralee said, you can drop in at 177 Yamble Street in Griffith. Well, that brings an end to this week's episode of the Bidgee Bubble podcast. Enjoy the Riverina Field Days if you are attending, and a thank you to the organisers and all stool holders for whatever it is that they're bringing to make this one in 2024 an absolutely top show. Wishing all the mothers a very happy Mother's Day. The Bidgee Bubble will be back next week. If you add Triple M Riverina MIA Breakfast to your favourites on Listener, you'll get a notification when that episode's up.
A Listener exclusive.